Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information about them, just look for their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And also by Sonicwall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonicwall can help you find it. And that's where we are today. Once again, Joe Talley at the controls. And here over at the microphone is Mr. Ron Fetner, back for another acoustic session. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. I see that you have survived the pandemic.
So far, we have. It's been a little rough, crazy, but we're here, so that's good.
I know the feeling. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Yeah, let's do this little thing about looking on the good side.
Excellent.
He pulls his courage up like a bootstrap, walks out to the world. Find a man in a field, hanging by a pole. His face is made of straw. He wears a silly hat. Blackbirds laughing taught him. Try to force him back across the scarecrow. So he wanders through the fear. Road goes left and right. There in the middle, a man holds a sign. Is it the devil? Jesus, how's a boy to know? And will the light in his faith tell him the way to go across the scarecrow? So he follows a rugged road through all the twists and turns to find himself staring at the mirror of his soul. The path he thought was empty is now paved with gold. He has crossed the scarecrow. He has crossed the scarecrow. So he follows a rugged road through all the twists and turns to find himself staring at the mirror of his soul. The path he thought was empty is now paved with gold. He has crossed the scarecrow.
Yeah. Ron Fetner here on Hunter at Sunrise. Is that a new song or something from an early record?
It's sort of new. You know, I probably wrote it. I wrote it right before the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Started, and then, you know, tweaked it a little bit in between. And actually, I don't know if you saw, I put a post out last week about these blackbirds flying around my house, and I was sitting.
Oh, you know,
kitchen
I think
table.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was
some
working
pictures.
On the song a little bit, and you know, and I looked out the window, saw these blackbirds flying around, and went, uh-oh.
Yeah, they seem to be the only ones enjoying the pandemic.
That's
the blackbirds.
That's it. That's it.
So, how did the pandemic affect you?
Well, there was some posts again on Facebook about the performance that. Did with Mike Glass and Holly and stuff up in Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the end of February. And I went, that was the last gig.
Oh, wow.
I think I had one little one outside kind of thing. That was it. So.
You did do some things at the WHRV fundraiser, didn't you?
Yes.
But that was virtual.
That was live. Yeah, that was virtual. And that was, you know, from my house and stuff like that. So.
Well, the downtime, has it given you time to think about new songs or write
instrumentals? Well, life sort of took a little turn. My parents are both in their 90s, and we had to move them into an assisted living thing.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And then, you know, I was sort of in charge of selling the house and all that thing. So
oh, my
it was
gosh.
All these other things, they non-musical
kinda,
sort of.
Kind of got in the way.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they're okay.
My mom is fine. They made it all the way to December, and then they caught the stuff.
Oh.
And, but my mom kicked its butt. And,
well, that's good.
And, so she's doing absolutely great. And then my dad was 95 and,
yeah.
So he left us on the 31st of December.
Yeah. Well,
on it.
Sorry to hear that.
COVID wasn't really the thing. It was just, you know, end of life kind of thing. So,
yeah.
So it's been a weird year.
I bet.
Dealing with real estate agents, dealing with, you know, construction companies and all that kind of stuff. So it's been crazy. But
we're talking with Ron Fetner here on Hunter at Sunrise. We may have talked about this before, but I did not realize, and maybe I'm just getting forgetful in my old age, that you went to the Berklee College of Music. Did you graduate from there? Or?
No, I sure didn't. I was only there a year, three semesters, so I was there a year and a half. And I was in a small car accident.
Oh.
And I couldn't get a summertime job right away when that happened. And so I thought I would... set out a semester and help my parents out because it was an expensive school for them to pay for. And I found this dynamite gig in a band making really a lot of money and spent the next 7 years with that band.
Which band was that?
It was called Sunny in the Shadows.
Oh, wow.
So this started back in the late 60s. It just ended up being sort of the profession after that.
You know? Really? What kind of venues were you playing in this band?
Well, that was back in the days of supper club kind mm-hmm. of things, you know. So we play rock and roll kind of things, but always the first set was a little bit more down kind of thing, you know what
sure.
I mean? So it was just a lot of travel, awful lot of travel. And
had a tour bus?
No, I think I had a Pinto at the time and threw my amp in there and all kind of stuff and crazy stuff. So,
yeah. Would you like to do another song for us?
Yeah, let's do another one.
What's the name of this one?
This is a song I wrote probably a little bit over a year ago, but it was in the fall. So it had to have been, you know, I think I started in November or something like that.
So you've been doing some writing here.
Yes, yeah, I have been doing some work.
Yeah.
And but I was sitting out on my back deck in the property that the guy owns behind me has this little dirt road that goes down there. And I wasn't coming, at that time, I wasn't coming up with any inspirational songs. And I thought, you know, I'll just write a song about what I'm seeing.
So right.
That's how this started anyhow.
Excellent. Here's Ron Fetner here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. There's a break along the shoreline where the sun shines through. Down a gravel road where leaves share their color and the air's turn cool. Down a gravel road when spring has been forgotten, the summer left us dry. Now winter's at the door, and now I find that I miss you most. Walking down a gravel road. Now fall finds its beauty in the field by the lake. Down a gravel road, and the smoke from a fireplace floats through the air. Down a gravel road, I thought I saw you out there walking in the rain, but now a picture. Now I find that I miss you most. Walking down a gravel road. I thought about leaving and moving farther south. Let the warm breeze ease my soul. But it took more courage than I had left to give. Couldn't bring myself to go. And sometimes I go walking where the sun shines through. Down a gravel road. Each step will take me closer to you. Down a gravel road. The stone has been set and marked for all of time, and now covered. Now I find that I miss you most. Walking down a gravel road. And now I find that I miss you most. Walking down a gravel road.
Ron Fetner here on Hunter at Sunrise. What a beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know, your songs are almost like snapshots in a way, but then you kind of color it in with a lot of emotion. It's very, you're really a talented songwriter.
Well, thank you. I've always been, I guess I've got the label of the story guy.
You know, you're the story guy.
I'm the story guy.
Well, isn't that what songs are all about anyway?
You know, those are probably when I was young and in thinking about songwriting and going, how can I do that? That's probably the songs that influenced me, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
What did you listen to when you were younger?
Man, I listened to everything. When I first started playing guitar, you know, there was the instrumental stuff like The Ventures and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
So I was listening to early rock and roll, but also I was listening to sort of folky acoustic things, mostly blues things like Mississippi John Hurt and stuff
right.
like that, where some story stuff was coming out, you know. So I think that was probably a big influence.
When you think of great guitarists, which ones do you think of? I know you mentioned just one just now.
You know, there are so many guitar players that are so good.
Yeah.
You know, and for different reasons, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? You know, the Ventures, of course, that was at that time, they were sort of the raw thing, Link Wray, those kind of people, you know. But then you hear the original version of Susie Q, where Danny Gatton or Roy Buchanan, I can't remember which one of those guys, playing those licks.
Yeah.
Or the early licks on the pre-Presley Army days.
Yeah.
Some of the licks on his recordings. I mean, they were just killer guitar stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so that was an influence along the line, too, you know. And then, of course, it morphed. And then when the Beatles came out, you know, that was it, because everything was different then, guitar-oriented and...
Well, I know you also play the electric guitar. Which do you prefer, the electric or the acoustic, or had you even thought about it?
You know what? They're about the same.
Mm-hmm.
I treat them both about the same. And the last few months trying to work on post-pandemic shows and stuff, where I want to try to incorporate on solo gigs a little bit of both mm-hmm. on that.
You do an amazing job as a lead guitarist, I must tell you. I've seen you with a band, and man, you know how to work it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Especially there are so many good players in this area.
It's amazing how many great players there are.
Yeah.
We're talking with Ron Fettner here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to play one more for us?
Yeah, let's do this one. Make sure. So this is from the Blue House Project.
Yes. An interesting project. Maybe you should explain the project a little bit.
It started out originally, you know, all of my recordings up to that point have been acoustically oriented, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a real strong urge to go back to my roots and play like some of the early kind of styles that would influence me. And I was involved in a concert for the premiere of a movie about the Bayou Club in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a band that played in that club as a house band for like 3 years.
Right.
And so we got together and there was a whole bunch of different bands and members from different bands that appeared in this concert. And a lot of them were they were old buddies of mine. And I went, you know what, I could grab some of these guys and do that. So, and that's what happened. We had a couple of rehearsals and the groove in the feel was really good.
Yeah.
I said, we'll do this. We'll go do that. So wrote a bunch of tunes for that, you know, got in that mode. And so that's how Blue House came about.
Excellent. What's this song you're going to play for us?
This is called White Cotton.
Ah, heard this song before.
Yeah, and I must thank Mark Warner of the Nighthawks for doing the harp part on the recording.
Excellent. Here's Ron Fettner here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Got me an 8x8 foot room. They put me out on that chain gang to break my spirit and bone. The hammer hurts my body, but I dare not say a thing. Need to fill this old bucket up, hear that hammer ring. So lay me down in white cotton. Wanna hear my mama sing?
Papa's out back in the corn row, you know, praying with a little rain. Now, I didn't mean to do it. It was only the whiskey and the wine. But seeing my woman with another man just made me lose my mind. I only meant to scare 'em some. You know things just got out of hand. His head hit that old ballroom floor, and I headed for the bottom. Lay me down in white cotton. I wanna hear my mama sing. Mama's out back in the corn row, you know, praying for a little rain. Lay me down white cotton. Lay me down in white cotton. Lay me down white cotton. I wanna hear my mama sing. Lay me down. They do with an old man when he can no longer work on that line. They put me down in some dungeon where they let me finish my time. I got my family Bible here, says the Lord's gonna set me free. Till I get back to my good folks, white cotton is where we'll be. Lay me down, white cotton. I wanna hear my mama sing. Mama's out back in the corn row, you know, praying for a little rain. Lay me down, white cotton. Lay me down in white cotton. Lay me down, white cotton. I wanna hear my mama sing. Lay me down. Lay me down in white cotton. Lay me down in white cotton.
Yes. Ron Fetner here on Hunter at Thank Sunrise. You. You know, it's great to have you on this particular show since we were talking about the 12th anniversary of this show. You've been on the show more than anybody else, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. How's Carl's been on a lot.
Oh,
Carl's
yeah.
Been Carl. From the beginning.
Carl and a few others have been on here a lot. But I just really appreciate it whenever you can come on.
And no problem. Love it. Love it.
Great songs. Great songs.
Thank you.
Ron Fetner here on Hunter at Sunrise. You can get any of your music on iTunes or things like that, right?
Yeah, all the standard places to do that. So
excellent. Yeah. Ron Fetner here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we want to thank Joe Talley again for doing the sound here this morning.
Thanks, Joe.